Well, you know, we're trying to provide more options for the consumer who either has the flex fuel vehicle or has a newer vehicle. So in Kansas, like most of the Midwest, most of the fuel is going to be E10. About 98% of the gasoline that's bought is already E10. In Kansas, we don't have a rule that says it has to be labeled, so some consumers don't realize they're using it, but they've been using it for over 10 years and having good performance and no mechanical problems. We're trying to move more gas stations into carrying E15, E85, and mid-blends in between. So we have the Kansas Better Blends Initiative, which is part of the overall USDA grant program called the BIP, Biofuels Incentive Program. We're working with about a half a dozen stations right now, which is a big deal for Kansas. We're gradually getting more who are putting in blender pumps throughout their station to carry the E15, but also carry probably an E20 or E30 and then the E85. So most consumers have vehicles that are newer than 2001, and they can use E15. Typically at the pump, it's going to cost less for E15. So we're going to help promote with those stations who put in the pumps for the consumers to know they can use it. And then if you have the flex fuel vehicles, which I think, what, there are more than 20 million flex fuel vehicles out there today, and Kansas sure has its fair share of them. Again, trying to help share that information that they can use an E30, they can use an E85 in their flex fuel vehicle, have good performance, and again, most of the time, they're going to pay less for their fuel.
Are you guys working with other states like Nebraska, Missouri, to help promote ethanol?
Yes, yeah. We actually have a real good group going. It's called the Ag Auto Ethanol Group, because the automakers are trying to understand how in their engines they're looking for high-octane fuels, and ethanol adds octane to the gasoline. So most of the Midwest states and a number of the other corn states are, and the ethanol industry, we're all working together to try and move the automakers to having these high-octane engines.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
I think, you know, we're continuing to try and share the information. Hope consumers will give us a chance because we think once they try our fuel, they'll really, really like it.
And what a better place than here at NASCAR to get that message across.
You know, most of the people here are pretty interested in how their engines work and how the engines for their favorite driver work. NASCAR is in its sixth year of using nothing but E15. But later this year, they'll go to 10 million miles with no mechanical problems.